Julian the Philosopher King by Daria Dugina. Emperor Flavius Claudius Julian, a representative of the Pergamon school of Neoplatonism, was a model Platonist who not only reflected on the philosopher's need to engage in politics, i.e., to be a ruler, but also for a very short but also very lively period, was emperor of the Roman Empire. He was also an emperor who embodied the political project of the Platonic ideal state. Such a combination of reverence for contemplative life and political service was rare. There have been few philosopher rulers in history, but one such ruler, Marcus Aurelius, inspired Julian in many respects. Dreamers of this style are rare among princes. That is why we ought to respect him, Emperor Julian, remarked the French historian Victor Duruy. What strikingly distinguished Julian from his predecessors was his genuine obsession with philosophy, the highest manifestation of which in his eyes was Neoplatonic doctrine. The young emperor was especially fascinated by Iamblichus of the Syrian school of Neoplatonism. The Pergamon school, at which Julian studied, was essentially a branch of the Syrian school, and Iamblichus was regarded as an indisputable authority. Iamblichus was Julian's model of the mystical and the perfect, and in his writings Julian found the most perfect wisdom that a man is capable of discovering. Yet as Julian's biographer, Jacques Benoit Méchain, has noted, Julian did not simply heed and reproduce Iamblichus's teachings, but added to and developed them, elaborating the doctrine of the middle element, the middle world, the Sun King, in three hypostases, and in so doing detailed the metaphysical landscape of Neoplatonic philosophy. Translated by Jafe Arnold, from the book Eschatological Optimism.